If we look at the 17 SDGs, during the Broadband Commission last year, we were discussing, which was chaired by the ITU, in fact it was chaired by Paul Kagame, the president of Rwanda, and we were discussing how do we, you know, as an industry, move towards achieving some of those. What can we do? So let's take Huawei as well as the industry players. And you know, some of the sustainability, poverty, there's a huge range of these components, but if we just took disease or whether it's poverty, it doesn't really matter which one specifically. But the collaboration is required because one party can't and isn't able to do it. Can't because of constraints, able to because maybe technology, financial, regulatory components. So these three components. What Huawei is trying to do with industry players and how we are changing, instead of just trying to sell the boxes or sell the network components, Huawei is now investing in people and also the engagement through companies, through organizations like the ITU, the GSMA, the Broadband Commission, Broadband Forum, etc., to try to take a series of messages around regulatory policy so that we can have investment, try to make the right sort of commercial models and the right technology models so that the industry understands the benefit of the technology to society to achieve the sustainability targets. But it requires many players in this. It's not just a vendor like Huawei or the others. It's not just the telecom operator. It's not only in other industry, you know, sector, vertical sectors, but also include government. We're now thinking about how does this mobile, predominantly mobile, affect people's lives to make it better so that we move from here to here. So these are examples of programs that are being initiated in different parts of the world, and how do we make programs around those targets and then bring the players together to achieve the targets, as opposed to everybody doing their own thing for their own business benefit, as opposed to the benefit of the SDGs. So you need the strategic intent. So those components of the SDGs need to be woven into the strategic intent of a corporation. And the only way they can effectively achieve any of those is through effective collaboration and effective execution ability, because no one party or one industry can really take on the SDGs and achieve the targets. The first thing that the GSMA has done with all the contributors to the GSMA is by allowing, not just by allowing that, but by making that message pervasive, you know, let's put SDGs at the top. It's in the front of everybody. Everybody sees it. It's the marketing message. Now you're asking the questions of all corporations, of vendors, of operators, of industry partners and players. What is your commitment? First of all, what is your idea? Do you know about it? Have you read the report? I've read the report. I've seen the key components, what's happening, which one's moving. Huawei, as you know, has a what we call two documents that we've produced and printed, which have been very widely accepted by both GSMA and the ITU. And that's called the Global Connectivity Index. So we've been tracking this, so we can see country, whichever country, before was number 54 and now is number 47. Why were they 57? What did they do? How did they move up to here? Which initiatives did they? And then we can propagate that to other industries, other governments, to say, if you have this type of policy, this type of focus, this type of investment mechanism, you can achieve the same sort of target. And the spillover, all the positive from growth, jobs, health, education, that's very practical, positive, and measurable.